Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. Oh my God, I am so excited to be in the studio today, but I'm more excited about my guest because she came all the way from France. Victoria Davidian is a second generation Armenian, born in Marseille.
Yeah.
And I am so thrilled to have her on the show because I've been working on this amazing project called Create Why. I actually established a nonprofit to help women and youth specifically to find their why and create it. By their why, I mean their purpose in life, their calling, and create it in terms of if it's a career and they know that they're born to be a doctor or they're born to be an artist or a producer, and basically the nonprofit is there to help them create it. So my guest today, I'm excited to have her because she is literally not only helping me, you know, with some of the ideation of this this journey of the program, but she is also my target audience, and we're gonna put her in the spot and start asking her a whole bunch of questions as to what she would like for the program to be like so that it can actually help her and people like her. Victoria, I am so happy to have you. Welcome.
Thank you, Marianne. Thank you for your invitation. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you very much.
Oh my God. It's a pleasure. I mean, you did come all the way from France.
Yeah, of course.
So it's really awesome. Okay. So the first, you know, generally on my show, I love asking people, what's your why?
Okay, I'm ready.
And if it's okay, I'm just going to kind of jump into that, even though I know that our purpose of the call is to you know, the interview is to dive into different topics related to Create Why. But I do want to start off. Do you know what your why is?
It's a good question. My why, I think I don't know for the moment what is my why. I know that I would like to work in international trade. I'm studying right now in international trade. I love help people. It's why I'm doing this internship with you. I love your program. I think it's such a good idea to give opportunity to young people to find their why, because when you don't have help from your parents, that's very complicated, I think. I changed like 3 times.
Your major?
Schools.
Wow.
So yeah, I know that it's complicated to find your why, because for me, it's very complicated to find my why. But I think I'm working on it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's why I know you're the right person to have on this show, so I can pick your brain and just go at it. Well, you said you changed your major a few times.
Yes.
In school. Mm-hmm. So you actually changed schools?
I changed schools, yeah.
Wow, that must have been hard. Because it's one thing to change a major within a school, but it's another thing to go to a whole new school if you're completely changing your target. Can I ask, what did you decide in the beginning? What was the first decision?
So my first decision after high school was to join a business school in south of France, in Nice, you know, Nice.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite place in the world. Yes.
And I didn't like it because I didn't like the mentality of people there. I didn't like all the lessons, because we did a lot of
projects,
lessons, but in at home.
Oh,
but I need to communicate with my teachers.
Right. Was it because of COVID or just that was the way the school was?
The way the school was.
Okay, very weird.
So I think we pay too much money to just.
Yeah, you could have learned that from from online courses and.
Of course.
And books.
yeah.
which is actually the biggest issue right now within the younger generation. You know, my kids, my girls are getting ready to go to college and you know, they had questioned, is this even worth going, you know, is it worth it to go and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on education when you can get it from online courses and so on. So a good point. So then what was the second school?
The second school, so it's it was my first year in international trade, so it's different program. So it was in Marseille, and so now I'm studying international trade, so
nice.
The same program but in different school, and it was complicated for me because of people in my class,
right.
I think girls was a little bit sneaky, were a little bit sneaky,
oh.
Yeah, guys too, so it was complicated. So when my mom told me you can change school, I told her okay,
wow.
No problem.
Yeah, I mean college is supposed to be fun, right? You would think,
yeah.
But to have that extra stuff while you're under pressure to study and figure out, you know, what it is that you're gonna do career-wise in your life, that's tough. That's
yeah.
The last thing you need.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, in U.S., you know, that's one thing. Like, bullying is really a big deal here. So if, like, somebody is being a little bit uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
they always go and complain to higher levels up, and
yes.
Was it something similar like that, or it was just different
it
weird
was
people?
Very fake.
Oh,
so
I
can't go to the director and complain, you know,
right
it's complicated. It was just fake, and I didn't like the energy that
yeah.
were in this class. It was complicated for me, so I think it was not a good idea to go to the director to complain.
Right.
I just
yeah,
need
yeah.
to change school
smart.
When there is some
smart.
Problem like that.
Well, change is good. Change is what brought you all the way to US, and you started the internship at my agency, GlobalFly, mm. which I've had so much fun working with you. And from almost, I think it was the second week where I was like, you know, I think instead of having her be so much involved in my advertising campaigns,
mm-hmm.
I want her to be part of the creative. Why? Because I just felt like as you're going through this journey, as we speak, you're
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out what it is you want to do in life, you know, as a career. You came all the way to the States. I was like, if I'm going to have anybody who can give me feedback on what the ideal program
mm-hmm.
could be, it's going to be you. So let's dive in. Let's dive in and start kind of digging in. Okay. So I'm going to start throwing questions at you that, you know, you might not expect. And, you know, if you don't have an answer, it's totally okay. You don't have to worry about
okay.
it. There's no wrong or right answer. But as we, you know, I started the program because of my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
They really influenced me. But a little secret, I started it because of me.
Okay.
Yes, I am in my 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And I it took me a really long time to really solidify what it is that I wanted to do in life. Although I knew from a very young age that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew I wanted to have my own business. I did not want to have a boss. Those two things I knew when I was 12, which was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not simple enough, and it wasn't, oh, yeah, you're so blessed. You know what you want. No, because then you go into this entrepreneurial journey and there are so many shiny objects and opportunities out there, and you have to focus and figure out what it is that you need to do that is not only aligned with your purpose, your why, but it's also aligned with your skills, your ability, your education, all of that. And I really think, you know, my journey brought me to this point today where I'm blessed to have the radio show, I'm blessed to have my agency, I'm blessed to have my nonprofit
mm-hmm.
and my health and wellness company, basically three different companies, but it took me a long time, and it took me so much hard work to get to this point, because I ended up choosing businesses that weren't aligned with my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I did it for the wrong whys. Well, I can't call it for the wrong whys, but I was in a shoe business. I started a bridal company, and that was not because I wanted it. It was because I wanted to create a job for my dad, and
mm-hmm.
that was my dad's why. So the why was a little off, and
yeah.
I thought that I could move forward with it and stick with it and push it forward, but then when things got a little, and then I hated manufacturing, I realized that it's hard for me to suck it up and deal with it and move forward with it because it wasn't truly my why. My reason to start
mm-hmm.
the shoe company was because of my dad. And so it's a matter of time that it will take for you to realize that if it's not aligned with you, your purpose, your calling, you're going to eventually stop. And what I'm trying to do is prevent that from happening and not have people waste time and energy and work so hard and a lot of times invest money in it, mm-hmm. and then find that it's not their personal why. So let's jump into you. And when you think of a program that could help you really solidify, what do you envision? What do you think wish that existed?
Okay. So for me, yeah. a program that could help me, for example, now, it's a program that follow me with all steps, mm-hmm. all different steps, because I think the most complicated part, it's to be, how you can say that, to be
organized,
focused, yes. and organized, right. on what you're doing and to finish it.
Right.
So, yeah, I think this is the most complicated part of a program, to follow a program. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm young. Right. So sometimes I'm a little bit lazy.
Right. Like,
and I don't want to work if mm-hmm. someone don't motivate me.
Mm. Yeah. And I think that was the reason why, you know, I've always been a big motivator for myself and for others. And I think that's what helped me realize my why, because I found myself motivating others so much, consistently pushing them to do what they want to do, to go after their dreams. But I felt like I would only do it when I would see them at a party, or I would go have lunch with mm-hmm. my friends or whoever I mentor. I mentor a lot of younger people, especially as an alumni. I mentor a lot of the university students. Mm-hmm. And I felt that, to your point, if there is no follow-up mm-hmm. and holding them accountable, yeah. a lot of times they stop doing it. Years go by, dreams go away, and just so sad. It's so much waste of talent. So as you envision a program that is not only helping you solidify your why, but it's also helping you stay accountable, mm-hmm. finish, and follow up, as a young beautiful lady sitting next to me, what would motivate you? I mean, do you think a reward system would motivate you? Do you think money would motivate you? A gift? I mean, I'm just curious.
I think to win something will help me, okay. of course. Maybe visibility.
Oh, okay. I like that. Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Of the progress, right?
Yeah,
as you're moving
progress,
forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like to be in competition maybe with the others, but it's me.
I like
so
that. Uh-huh.
It okay. depends of people, I think, but I will like to be in competition with people and to win something at the end, like,
okay.
you know,
yeah.
because I finish my studies, I win something.
I love that. And that's actually what's interesting is in the program that I'm trying to gamify it, because I do see how my daughters are obsessed with anything that is gamified. And I've been thinking a lot about that. And I think I like it too, because I'm so competitive. I'm such a competitive person. And I'm so stubborn, where I'm like, if I set my mind on something, I have to do it. So I appreciate that feedback. I think that's going to be super instrumental, especially if we're helping younger people that are between the ages of 18 and 25.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, let's jump into another question. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start throwing really deep, deep questions. Okay.
I'm ready.
What did you want to be when you were a little girl?
A little girl. I know since I'm a little girl that I would like to work in business, because yeah. my dad is in business. My mom was in business. Wow. All my family. We don't have doctor. We have only business girls and business boys in family. So, yeah. But why? What? I don't know what.
Yeah,
in business, I mean.
Right.
But I like the, you know, talking with people, try to understand people. This is something I like, to listen to people.
Yeah.
I think it's a good qualities to in business when
yeah.
you to be a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
It's I think the best quality to be in business,
which I lack. I lack so much, and I'm so like literally. I remember looking back at myself when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
and I studied business, and I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted mm-hmm. to run my own business when I was a kid, and it took me so long to improve my skills of listening so long, because I realized, to your point, in business you have to listen, whether you're in finance and sales and business development or research and development, you have to listen. Mm-hmm. You have to listen to your customers.
Of course.
How else would you succeed? And listen, it's the funny thing is I always listened to the customers. When it came to the clients, when it came to my customers, I listened like no other, because I was trained to give the best customer service at a very young age, at 15 when I started working. But listening was a hard skill set to develop. And one thing I want to mention to the listeners here is that, you know, just because you're not good at something and you know that you need it, like mm-hmm. listening skills is mm-hmm. important in business. Yes. But if you're not, don't give up. Just keep trying. Even if you're 40 and then you get to it, that's okay. All right. So going back to, tell me a little bit about where you come from and how is life over there and how is business over there? Are people innovative? Are they techie? Are they...
You mean France?
Yeah. Yeah. Your hometown specifically, Marseille.
Okay. So I'm from Marseille, south of France. And you have to know that in France, Paris, so the capital of the France, and Marseille is very different. The mentality are very different. And business, I think, are different or run differently. In Marseille, it's very chill. Like when you go in a restaurant, there is no pressure. Mm. They talking like you're their friends, your friends for a long time.
Do everybody know each other?
I think, yeah, a little bit. You know, the sister of the brother, it's always like that. Yes, yeah. So I think everybody knows a little bit each other's. For the business, what I can see here, that you work like every day during the weekend. You don't have like break.
Mm-hmm. Over here, you mean? Yeah, in the US. We work way too much.
In France, it's completely different. Weekend, it's weekend. You don't call me during weekend. Wow. Yeah, it's complete. Wow. Business is business, and private life is private life.
Do you guys take naps in the daytime?
No, never. No, never. It's not cultural, but we can do it.
I remember when I was younger, I used to travel to parts of Europe and Bulgaria and parts of Eastern Europe, to be specific. And in Bulgaria, they used to take a nap. Greece, too. They take a nap from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. every day, and everything is shut down. You can't get food. You can't go to a restaurant. So it's not like that.
It's not like that. But I know that in Bulgaria, it's very cultural. Yeah. They're very chill. I was in Bulgaria last year for my internship, and they're so cool. They don't work.
Yeah, I don't even know how they make money.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we're in the wrong place. We need to move to somewhere Eastern Europe or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
just to,
I think.
Yeah, it's okay. One more question, really quickly. So, you said you started off with something super important. You said, you know, I think the program is amazing because mm-hmm. for people that don't have the family mm-hmm. or advisors to guide them and help them, like some of us had it, we can be that guiding light, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think most people are lacking when it comes to the guidance and the younger people especially? What do they wish that they had?
I think help. From an experience for oldest people like you to share your experience. It can help. And I think, as I told you before, what is complicated for young people, it's to listen all this CEO and billionaire that talk about their success. Mm-hmm. But when you listen this, you can imagine that you can be the future billionaire.
Yeah, it's like one in a...
It's a big
thousand,
dream.
Maybe 100,000, yeah. Right?
We need... experience and experience from, I don't know, people that have dreams but not as big as these billionaires, and we need to listen story that we can believe in. So
love that.
Yeah, thank you.